Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Oh my God. No way. Is it true?
Is what true?
The rumor. Haven't you heard the rumor?
Oh, yeah. The rumor's true.
I knew it.
Yes.
It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight, well, you know, it's the same old, same old. Usually what happens at 7 o'clock Friday nights in Las Vegas. A bunch of jackasses get on a microphone and talk stuff. But we got more computer talk, more telephone talk, more geek news than you can shake a dead cat at. I'd say Schrodinger's cat, but we're not sure it exists. We want everybody to play along. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the chat link, and that'll bring you into the chat room. You can also click on the cam link and see our pretty little faces. Don't forget, you can also give us a call by calling Spank Wagon Radio 1-866-587-6257. But for those of you who like the alphabet, 1-866-LVROCKS. Spell it out. I like that long intro. I don't know what about it. Something about it I just like.
Where's that song from anyway?
That is from Ocean's either 12 or 13.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think
David Holmes, Yen on a Carousel. So I think that's actually 13.
It's a very good song.
It's a great song.
It's good for the intro.
Yeah, it's nice and mellow. We try to always go the hardcore, you know. Rawr! Kind of getting tired of doing stuff like that.
Yeah, no, man.
I'm getting old, and
starting to get old, and starting to listen. Man, I can.
Maybe I'll do like a Lawrence Welk intro.
The microphone is weird. It's like I can hear. I don't know if I can hear me talking through it.
I can hear you though. Yeah, how about that?
Hello.
Someone keeps screwing with the board. Like every week, like last week with Murphy's audios, where levels were like way off to one side.
Okay.
It was. Can you hear yourself now?
Can I hear my... Yes, there we go.
Can you hear me?
I can hear myself.
All right. So, yeah, the levels were off, so I was like, someone's fucking with the board. All right, so you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. If you go to that site, you'll find out by... Well, you can click on the cam link to look at our ugly mugs, which I'll go ahead and start the cycle of that. You can click on the chat link, which brings up the wonderful IRC link. If you're geek enough, it's irc.slashnet.org. Pound Spankwagon. You can join us in the chat room. Of course, we got the phone lines open, 1-866-587-6257. And our email, radio@spankwagon.net. So many ways to get a hold of us, so many ways we're ignored. It's beautiful. It's like asking that gorgeous blonde to the prom and having her turn around and go, what'd you say? Shit.
Oh, well, actually, or they just, with me, they just show up and then go with their ex-boyfriend.
they show up with
that's
you?
That's what happened at my homecoming. Yeah, they showed up, and then she started talking to their ex-boyfriend the whole night, and yeah, that was homecoming.
Can you think about that, though? That was
Yeah, That was 94.
30 years ago? 40 years ago?
Yeah, that's just
well, for us, for us, I mean, they, we're both wondering.
Like fucking half a century
Think
ago,
about it, though. That's 12, 13 years ago now.
I know. And just
Holy
think,
cow.
And Brett Favre was still quarterback. He was. He was quarterback at 94.
I'm going to call an audible as soon as I turn my own hearing aids up. I'm going to retire someday.
Do you think we get more calls if we change the number? Instead of being 1-866 LV Rocks, we can call it 1-866 LV Cox.
LV Cox.
You'd be like, hi.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
hi, Trinter.
Listen, listen. My name is Tech Pepsi.
Where's Tech Pepsi?
I don't know. He emailed radio at spankwagon.net. Ha. He emailed me there and said, "Hey, I heard you make fun of me on Daily Noise when I was on their show, and I'm gonna call in and say hi." I'm like, cool. Never called in. Okay,
nice.
You could
teasing.
Tell. This is how you could tell he's the bitch of the relationship, not the butch. Because he's the one going, tee-hee-hee, tee-hee-hee, and never following through on shit. Actually, maybe he is the butch. No night after call. I don't know. Hard to figure out. Hey, Insomniac Brit is in the chat room. I want to remind everybody, you want to be in the chat room, we do give out mad props to all of our very crazy ass and dedicated listeners. So Insomniac Brit, actually, and maybe this is one of the reasons Murphy isn't here. Yeah, yes.
Wow, I put two and two together, huh?
Damn, you black people are smart. Donovan McNabb was wrong. Totally wrong.
Yes.
But Michael Vick was so right. Now, he was there. I think every time I looked in the room, the chat room, we had a special chat room going, video feed, audio feed. I mean, we had so many ways that you could watch Murphy play Halo. And for the most part, all he did was aim the camera at the screen. It was like a 13-hour walkthrough.
Damn. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how I was wondering how that went through the week. I mean,
well, obviously Murphy isn't here, so maybe he's recuperating. I don't know.
So he actually did really play.
He did it. We set everything up on Monday night, late night. I said, okay, bye, as I headed home because I had to get up early in the morning to deal with my counters and my kitchen and all that stuff, which is done, and it rocks. He came back Tuesday, and he was still playing. Tuesday night, he was still playing, had supper, and I was still doing plumbing and stuff in my kitchen. So, yeah, it was quite an interesting deal. He did really well. I mean, he played it through.
Man, maybe I should do 24 hours of Madden.
Man, you know, it's got me thinking. Like, that was a pretty successful stunt in the sense of how many people actually took notice of what he was doing.
Yeah.
Plus, there was, you know, our advertising everywhere on the site. We were using Justin.tv. For the video feed and some of the audio feed. And we had LV Rocks supplied us with a 32K audio feed if you just wanted audio. Didn't hear a lot, but the game being played. Murph wasn't doing a lot of talking. But the Justin TV feed, at least you got to watch what was going on and you could see the action. Banner ads all over the place, so that was pretty nice too. And you could even find it from the main page, so maybe people scroll through the main page. We're one of the hits on there. So yeah. It was really nice. It was a really good setup. Yes, he's British last time. He checked. As opposed to being Welsh. No. Is it Welsh or? Yeah.
You should call him to the show. Has he ever called him before?
I think he's tried to Skype in. I mean, I would hate to pay that long distance bill.
Why? You don't think Spank Wagon's worth that much?
He may not.
Yeah.
I remember
when I called a call from Mexico.
Mexico? You paid, what, $60?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that ain't coming out of my. You called the 1-800 number, I think.
Yeah, that shit was.
So I
cheap.
Get to pay some of that too.
Those Roman charges.
No, you know what? They make enough of a sacrifice just listening. I wouldn't want them to really have the burden or carry the burden of actually calling into the show. But it is there for everybody to call in.
All because that goddamn Carlin card ran out minutes too. That's why.
And
I
it didn't warn
so
you.
No, it warned you. It warned.
And you had to call in.
Yeah, I know. I was dedicated to the show, man.
Damn, that's nice.
Calling from Mexico. Who calls Spankwagon from Mexico?
First off, obviously only Americans would call Spankwagon because the Mexicans sure can't afford it.
I know. Oh, what's this?
Just a regular broadcast sheet. I got tons of news. I got news about the Motion Picture Association, news about the iPhone. I've got news about Vista. I got news about Gmail. I got tons of shit today. Wasting away time in traffic. Those stupid shoes, those rubber shoes, the Crocs.
Yeah.
Got a news report on those. And something about tattoos and moms.
Is that something that Murphy bought now?
No, I haven't seen Murphy. I don't. God. Murphy's Metro, but I don't think he's down with the Crocs. I mean, I hope Well, I don't hope he is or isn't. I don't care either way. No, I do. I don't want to be down with the Crocs. That would be gay. That's beyond metrosexual. That's just gay.
Oh, speaking of which, I forgot to tell you. The reason why, if everyone could tell, Murphy's not here. The reason is he's right now, he's in a Walmart bathroom. He's tapping the floor with his feet. He's tapping the floor trying to get a guy's attention.
Did you know he went back into, he's back in Congress?
Hey, that's how it does it in politics, man.
Damn.
That's all you got to do. So,
yeah, really.
So, I mean,
Request sex and...
So, I mean, did they find him, not guilty, or they said that they can't hold charges against them? Or?
I don't think they've gotten that far. I don't think they've gotten that far, and he's going to milk his time for as much as he can.
I'm not getting TP stuck in the bottom of my shoe ever again. Shit, get arrested for it.
My question is, though, and I know this is old news about, Clark, I think his name is? Yeah. What kind of cops are hanging around a men's room figuring this little scheme out?
Hey.
When does a cop go into a men's room and say, and this was like an assignment. This was where he was there for the purpose of catching someone tapping their foot for a little action.
Yeah.
Why would a cop do that?
Well,
why would the cops go, we need to protect the people in the John from being a John?
Why do they care about who fucks who? I mean, was it a prostitution ring?
I'm speculating here, but I think that's what they think.
So they got nothing else better to do than wait in the men's room and wait for someone to tap their fucking
That's
feet.
What I'm... Thank you. That's what I'm saying. What do they have nothing better to do? And who really, really requests that? All right, Jones, you're going to be handling the beatdown on fourth. Smith and Pecker, you're going to be handling the men's room, the airport. Thompson, you got the donut shop covered. I'll be on you with that one. Tap your foot if you need me.
Yeah, I never understood, though. They never talk about the other part of why the fuck is someone even there doing a raid.
It wasn't really a raid. Could that be considered an entrapment?
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, what someone was just saying? Maybe someone was just singing a song.
Wait, isn't there a Tony Orlando song, Tap Three Times? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna find that for next week, and we're gonna basically that's gonna be the theme for this guy's tap three times on the ceiling.
All you gotta do is talk to Carla; she'll tell you all those old dead white people and shit.
Well, maybe if it comes from a guy named Bing, last name Crosby, that's about all I know. But last time I checked, they're about as hip on pop culture as I am on black art. Wait a minute. On second thought, they're about as hip on pop culture as you are on black art.
Yeah, that's pretty much true too.
All right. Hey, by the way, I'm Trencher.
I'm Decaf.
No, you're not.
Why am I not?
Your big daddy Decaf.
Oh, yeah.
You used to give me hell. I want a name change.
Yes, that's right. I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
No more B.A. Brockett. No.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
See, but it wasn't at the right time. See, you got me off guard. Oh. I need my proper introduction.
What's your proper introduction? Is this?
No. Yeah.
See, I still don't think that's perfect for you. I still think that, this one is. Let me just scrub forward.
It was 20 years ago today. Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play.
I love this
song,
man.
And they've been going in and out of style.
It's awesome,
man. But they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
All right, already.
God, that's got to be the best
song
ever.
Oh, my God. All right, so Spankwagon Radio. Can't say it enough, ever.
Maybe that's what he's listening to in the bathroom when he's tapping his feet. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely.
Would you like some gay sex, sir? I can hear you singing my song. Keep tapping, baby. What if a guy with Tourette's was in the bathroom? And they just started going nuts. Oh, he wants something bad. And I'm just a senator to do it. No! Fuck.
Oh, God.
God forbid you sneeze in an airport.
Yeah, I know.
Three people line up at you, just a Thaler.
They're probably going to call it a chemical attack and shit.
I smell bleach remnants. This must be a jihad.
He's like, I'm Mexican. Nah, you ain't rap. You ain't rap. But I'm Mexican. Nah, you ain't
rap.
What's
up, Izzy? Liar!
Liar. Put your towel back in your head. What the fuck you doing?
I'm a beaner, not a towel head. Liar! We are going to send you back to Afghanistan. Pakistan. But I'm from Mexico. Yeah, right. You hear about this one guy? A Mexican immigrant, illegal, mind you, decided to work at $5.50 an hour, saved up, ready for this, $49,000.
Damn.
So he could send it to his family back in, like, you know, Guadalajara-stan or whatever. And and so he goes, and of course, in the airport, you know, he doesn't speak English. Shock. He goes to the customs, and they bing, whoa, that's a lot of money. See, if you have to declare that much money before you go through customs, and you didn't declare it. So guess what they did?
Oh, they kept it.
They confiscated all $49,000. So what do they, you know, they basically give him penance. They said, well, we can release up to $8,000. And another, like, some idiot Americans, all who felt really bad about his plight. Oh, fuck you. He took someone else's, he took a teenager's job away from them. Mind you, that's what he did. But they're like, oh, we feel so bad for his plight. We raised $10,000 for him. Well, now the IRS wants to get involved. Because they're like, well, we never saw shit of that $59,000. That was all untaxed because of his employer lying. So they want to get that money then from the from the government. So now it's just a mess. So he has two pro bono lawyers, one to get him back home and one to get his money to go with him. He has the IRS chasing him, the airport chase, you know, the government chasing him to try to deport him. And then, of course, you know, the IRS chasing him for his money. Dude, what? This is a case where I have no sympathy. I have no sympathy for this dude. And people are like pouring out their heart and giving him pro bono law. And no fucking sympathy because you came here illegally. You stole a high schooler's job.
Well, okay. I will debate you on this because it's the one thing of illegal immigration that I really feel that anybody who comes over, if they go for the job and someone gives them a job and the employers pay them to do the job,
that's the employer's fault.
It's the employer's fault. But no one ever holds the employer responsible.
They are now. They're starting. No, so, now, case in fact, my
all these goddamn hotels.
Well,
you see
no,
Steve Wynn getting pulled down and talking about why so many people getting hired, right? Illegals. Now, you know, half the people in the hotels
are
illegal.
First off, the Vegas industry doesn't count because, first and foremost, the casinos own the government. Okay? Everybody knows that aside from our mayor, it's all about the roulette wheel. Let's see. All right, we're going to pay off this councilman. And now we've paid off one councilman. We're going to go ahead and indict or make this one look like they've been receiving sexual favors for something else. And I want to build a $300,000 strip club. Okay, we'll go after this guy. I mean, that's what it is. Vegas doesn't count, but like in the Midwest, IBP, beef packing. Okay. These are the shittiest jobs of shittiest jobs. These are the people who in mass cut, render, do everything they can with a cow before you get your cheeseburger. Okay. So whatever starts out with hair, tail, and eyes ends up on your plate with a bun. They're all the middle people. And, what they do now is they start raiding these places because no one who's like from Iowa wants to work in IBP. No one. Unless it's like a side job where you're a knife sharpener. I mean, where it's not a really gross job or a really tough, hard job for shit money. So what the government starts doing is, well, first off, let me kind of go back up in history a bit. What they were trying to do before they kind of realized, ooh, illegal immigrants are very nice. They were busing in homeless people from like South Carolina. Put them in a Howard Johnson hotel. They literally tore the hotel apart from the inside out. I mean, I shit you not. I mean, it was horrible.
Of course, that's why they're homeless.
Exactly.
Most of them mentally can't handle a job or
authority. So the police, the government, the city, the state, and the federal government all get involved to get these people out of here and get them out of Iowa and clean up this mess and pay back the hotel. I mean, just all this stuff. It was so bad, even made it on 2020, what they were doing by busing in homeless people to do jobs that you and I won't do. I wouldn't do it in a million years. Yeah. If it was the last job I could ever get, then I, you know, that I was only available for. Okay, fine. I'll take it because I need the money. But I'm not going to do it if I have a choice. Well, people like Ilya Muromets, they don't have a choice. They want that money, but don't do it illegally.
Well, I mean, this is the thing.
I was going somewhere with this story, honest people.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's like, from another point of view, if people, and the thing, and, you know, they're trying to make, you know, they're making the issue now. Well, one, I think it's personally the field because immigration is kind of to the whole issue kind of take away, it deflects from the war in Iraq.
Oh, yeah, I think.
And that's the number one reason why it's an issue now. I mean, all the illegals has been here. They've been here for a while. I mean, there's probably illegals still working at the White House themselves. You know, cutting the lawns and shit. So don't tell me all of a sudden
really think,
it's like.
You really think that happens? And you think they can get a, do you think someone could do that?
What's that?
Mow the lawn and be an illegal of the white. Mow the first. I guess it'd be, would it be the first lawn and be illegal?
I guarantee you. Can the president just say he legal now? Right? I don't know. I don't know if they got the right to legalize.
I don't think they have the right to legalize. I don't think they have the right to go up to a not a citizen. Excuse my almost mistake there, but go up to a person and go, "You're a citizen." La la la.
See,
and do some voodoo and make it happen.
I don't think they have that authority. But I know. I mean, to make a person a citizen or to get them out of life in jail.
Yeah.
I think the life in jail power is much better.
Yeah, they can commute the sentence, pardon them. Yeah, you're free to go.
Yeah.
Have a nice one.
But that's the thing. It's like if you know, change the position around. If you're in a country, I mean, even worse. I mean, Mexico is bad, but let's even take like fucking Bolivia. Some country that's absolutely just ravished and poor, and then you know that you could come in the United States, you come illegally, you're gonna work and have a better life. Isn't it worth the risk? Come on now.
Yeah, it is worth the risk. I mean, I will agree it's worth the risk.
It is worth the risk. That's why so many people do it.
What drives me nuts, though, is the fact, yeah, illegals do happen, and this is getting to be old news, and we all know about it, but damn it, come into the country the right way. It's not impossible. It's not a perfect system, no.
No, it's,
and I won't lie and say it is.
It's nearly impossible. It is,
but that's
impossible.
There's a reason it's nearly impossible. It has to be nearly impossible.
It's very hard, and I tell you, the people at the immigration treat you like absolute shit.
Good. So. Good. I want them to realize what America really is. America is not the land of the free. America is not the land of the brave or the home of the brave. Maybe the Braves, but that's baseball. No, America is not what everybody thinks it is. It is not that sitcom you watch on TV. It is not that, you know, CSI or that crime drama you watch on TV. It's not the, well, maybe it is a little bit of the music you hear on the radio. Maybe it is.
Yeah. Well, that's probably more than like the son fucked the police and they wanted to cover it up, even though the police was doing a lot of shit.
Absolutely.
A lot of bullshit
they
in
were.
LA.
They were.
They were using authority, you know, their powers in the wrong way. So, but, you know, they try to cover it all up, you know, because, you know, oh, God, you can't make the police look bad.
Yeah, exactly.
But I know, you know, changing the topic from the illegal because I know you love that song.
This, you know, this is America right here. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy Motherfucking E. Order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth? This is America. But the truth will help your black ass. You goddamn right. Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say? Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad because I'm brown. So police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on and thrown in jail. We can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the pager. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me. That was a hard one to rhyme.
You made it work.
But yeah, I mean, that's America. You know, not the happy shit you hear, not the pop music you hear. That's fucking America right there.
So you're saying Friends is not America?
France has its own problems with immigrants.
No, Friends.
Oh, Friends? No. No. Okay, when that show was on, even I was going, how can they all not work and yet live there in New York? There's no fucking way they can live in those nice apartments. Those big of apartments.
I'm telling you.
In Manhattan without having a real job.
That's what I'm saying. Is like
Seinfeld was the same way.
Yeah.
I had a problem with Seinfeld. So I'm like, oh, you know, Kramer is a, you know, what do they do?
Well, but he had his apartment, and he's still living, you know, in real life. You be living in the closet and for like $1,200 a month.
Exactly.
In Manhattan.
What my mortgage is per month for a 1,600 square foot home, theirs is for like a 500 square foot pad, and it's an apartment. I'm like, no. I always wanted to move to New York. I thought New York would be like the greatest city in the world to live in.
Yeah,
you know, I still think that. I really do. That's why I'm so happy to see Vegas finally start becoming a city a little more.
Yeah.
So it's really, you know, it's kind of in my mind. I've been to D.C. I've been to San Francisco. You know, I've been to a few other places and real cities. And
but
Vegas again.
Using the transit, public transit system.
Whoa, I've used it here. It sucks.
But in Washington, D.C., I hear that it's like you go everywhere. And it's just like.
Okay, 2002, January. So it was just very recent from the September 11th attacks. Claude Balls and myself were down in D.C. Actually, we put the show on hiatus for a month because we had to work in Virginia. We go to D.C. and we're like, okay, well, we're driving and we get to the hotel. Kind of a shit drive through the city, but it wasn't too bad at midday. And, of course, every delivery truck is double parked, so it was a bitch to get around.
Yeah.
We get to the hotel. We park the car. We take the metro everywhere. Pop in our money, get our card. Pop in the card to get in the gate. Pop in the card to get out of the gate. Stamps it, times it. You buy like a $10 card and you can ride $10 worth of time. So depending on what gate you get on, like I get on DuPont Circle and then I have to go to Lafont Station, it's going to be a little different than if I go to, I can't even think of another stop, but like the Smithsonian, I think that's Lafont, I don't know. But it was different prices because different lengths you go. So it was beautiful. It was awesome. And it was a real city.
Yeah, I know. It's like you feel the city. It's like
you feel the hustle and bustle.
Like all the people's going down the street, all packed together.
Yeah, you feel odd when you don't have a newspaper in your hand and a cup of coffee. And this is before cell phones were. Well, no, it's 2002. Cell phones were pretty prevalent, but it was just right on that cusp of everybody having one.
Cell phone, yeah.
You didn't have your Bluetooth in your ear, and you know if you didn't have your newspaper and a cup of coffee in your hand, you weren't doing anything.
Damn.
And I was a tourist, so I'm supposed to be on a break, you know.
So you was all just amazed by how. How it looks like how you see it in the movies and shit, you know, like for example at like the end of the Matrix, you know, or you see all the people just walking in crowds in
exactly.
The Matrix and shit like that,
exactly.
And so it's like you see a real city,
a real feel to the city. Another thing that really amazed me, and then I'll leave this with everybody, and then we're gonna go to our break. Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net. I'll tell you what was the coolest thing about Washington D.C. I mean, I only saw it for a weekend. But it was a realization that I was standing on the stairs of the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
That hit me hard. Because there's so... And I'm not trying to make this a race thing. I'm really not. But a lot of people went through a lot of hell to stand on those steps.
Yeah, I know.
And this is just after September 11th, and I'm thinking about all those flags everybody was wearing, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Again, they're doing the wrong thing. They shouldn't be waving these flags. They should be waving a constitution. That's all I got to say about that. Drop the heavy. So now I got to bring it light. So let me go ahead and play some music. We're going to a break, ladies and gentlemen. Spankwagon, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Man. I'm just naturally fucking tired right now.
Oh, okay.
So that's why my eyes are drooping down. This is about my
side. Ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon is a one man show, even though the other man is here. All right, we'll be back in a minute. We want to hear from you, so don't forget to give us a call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Email us, radio@spankwagon.net, or just get your asses in the chat room. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the chat room link, and join us.
I don't. won't stop the beat and go.
Yeah, what you guys don't know is I was belting out of the top of my lungs.
Yes, he was.
The United! Wow! God, I'm off key. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. If you're with us live here on Friday nights, you can give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Also, would love to see you in the chat room. I think we got a couple people going on in there. As a matter of fact, right now, Virtual One is explaining what a cheese popper is to a British man. I love the internet.
Such an American.
Yeah, I mean, you know, cheese sticks. Only Americans can figure out a way to fry everything. I mean, we do the Twinkies and the Snickers bar, and we fry cheese and deep fat fry it at that, you know?
We're probably going to fry cereal in a minute.
Oh, dude, it's going to be like fried Krispies.
Double deep Yum. Fried. Double
fried. Double fried. Mm. Well, you have twice baked potatoes. Why not? I'm sure that's maybe not an American thing. I don't know. I hope that isn't. But we'll figure out how to make it fried. Fried baked potato. Yeah. Fried mashed potatoes. Make little potato balls and hush puppies.
Hush puppies. Remember double fried.
We fry bread.
Do we ever triple fry anything here?
Well, only if it gets cold, I guess. I don't know. I don't think so. No, you can ask. I know you could double fry French fries. We're all chewing gum.
Yeah, I know.
It's good gum. This has good flavor.
Yeah, I know.
Stride fruit flavor gum.
It actually stays a while, too.
I got to swallow my gum.
You got to swallow still calm, what?
Oh, yeah. Huh.
I got high minds. I got high minds in a water bottle like Michael Vick.
Yeah, really. Insomniac, trencher of ignorance is bliss. I live in bliss. Yeah, well, when it comes to that food. Yeah, when it comes to that food, yeah, bliss and ignorance are right there. I love my cheese. Fuck it, we're breaking down the fourth wall. When we get into the studio, Papa Joe Chevalier does a show before us. PapaJoeShowSomething.com, I think. PapaJoeTalk.com, whatever. But he has a guy in here who does like stat lookups and stuff. Papa Joe does the talking. Studio engineer does the studio engineering. And this guy named Hagrid. Only if because he is fat, short, bearded. Like the hair and the beard are all long and they're all in the same shape. He was going, you know, went to Taco Bell today, farted in the chair. Yeah, see, you know, it's over. We've talked about this before out in the green room. When your wardrobe consists of nothing but sweatpants. For this Hagrid dude, it's over. His wardrobe is nothing but sweatpants. Every time we're in here. But sweatpants. You've given up the fat war.
But it was pretty. It's a pretty color olive green.
It's only olive green to high degree stains. You think it's camo? That's just spots from his chicken. Let's get real here.
Yeah, that is
true. Yeah, that guy. Come on now. Imagine that.
Hey, he said he could cook.
Big old fat guy, greasy beard, greasy hair.
He said he could cook.
Frying bacon naked.
Double. Oh, wiping the grease out of the titty and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Grease popping on the nipples and shit.
I gotta make my myself some fried donuts.
So you ever
buy Krispy Kremes and dip them in the deep fat fryer?
You probably triple fry.
There you go.
You probably
ask
you
him.
Probably triple.
I dare you next week. Say, hey, dude, we were talking about food. Is there a triple fried food?
I bet you would know. Too.
He will know.
Yeah, he would.
He's eaten
know.
It or invented it.
Is that got triple fried broccoli?
Triple fried broccoli.
At least I eat my vegetables. It's just triple fried.
Triple fried and breaded and shit.
Jesus. You're making me sick.
I am Taco Bell.
You go, all of it?
So is these all the stories that was on your
Dude,
printer last week?
Yeah, this is all the shit I printed last week and shit I printed this week. Nice little article here. Found this one online. Talking about how much time we're spending in commutes and traffic and stuff. You're talking about public transportation. Mm-hmm.
Nice one.
Oh, that's a good one for the record.
9.5. 9.9. 9.1. Boo.
Wasting away in traffic. Commutes are now starting earlier. The average American spends a full week per year in traffic getting to work. They're also getting up earlier to do so. Census data documents ever lengthening commutes are now at earlier times. 15 million Americans are out the door before 6, 2.7 more than in 2002. Mm. Or excuse me, 2.7, yeah, 2.7 million more than in 2002. It's changing people's lives. One example in USA Today article.
Not black people. Let me still come 15, 30 minutes.
Hey, wait. But you got to understand, you don't get out before 6. Yeah, you're going to be late to your second shift job at 4 in the afternoon. You just got up at 3.
Working in a coal mine. No,
okay. According to USA Today, this commuting creep is changing the lives of tens of thousands of millions of Americans. What? Stupid
tens
article.
Of, tens
thousands
of
millions of Americans. It affects everything from the breakfast food industry to television viewership trends, from traffic signal timing to newspaper delivery times, from carpooling patterns to personal fitness routines. Increasingly, early commutes are also alternating workers' relationships with their families. What we're seeing now is a tremendous amount of traffic even before 5 in the morning in most cities. It seems there's a big lifestyle change happening.
Well, here is traffic all the time. Even 5 in the morning, you'd be driving around. You see as many cars. You still see a lot of cars.
Yeah, you see a lot of cars.
Around like 2 or 3 is the streets are pretty empty. 1, 2, 3, depending on what day. But even during the week at 5 o'clock, like on a Monday or a Tuesday, even at 5 in the morning, there's still traffic out, you know?
You know, I find, well, there's always traffic in Vegas. Yeah. There's never traffic in this town. But I think a lot of that is just, one, poor commuter system. 2, shitty layout of streets. So,
yeah, the streets
see,
are
a Vegas, and I explain this to every one of my friends, and I know everybody has heard this dozens of times, but the Vegas block between Major Street and Major Street and Major Street is usually 1 mile in between majors. So if I'm on Sahara, or no, let me go backwards because Sahara has a skip in it. If I want to go from Flamingo to Tropicana, it's 1 whole mile down to Tropicana. So I know that if I can run at a decent clip from Flamingo to Tropicana, I've just ran a mile.
Yeah.
It's given. I mean, they're 1 mile increments. So, yeah, it's for major intersections. Tons of minor ones and tons of little communities that spin around in curlicues all throughout that area, but guaranteed 1 mile. So there's two reasons. Three, I don't know why people have feel like, well, they have to get up earlier to beat the traffic, but they are their own traffic. I know that I get up at, well, anywhere between 5:30 and 6. I'm out the door between 6:20 and 6:30 in the mornings myself. It takes me, if I'm out the door by 6:30, I'm usually in the office sitting at my desk about 6:45, maybe 6:50. Worst case scenario, even in tough traffic, 5 to 7. So I give myself a little flex time.
The crazy thing is if I leave, it's funny how it works. If I leave at like 7:30, if I leave at 7:30, I probably get to work close to 8. If I leave at 7:45,
oh, isn't it amazing? 15 minutes.
It'll be like a 45-minute ride. It's like 8:30, but if I leave at 8,
yeah,
I get there in like 15-20 minutes.
I know that if I leave work, and it's usually always a 20-minute drive, except for when you know the rush. So in here in Vegas, my commute starts out, and I start on the south side of Vegas. I start out in Henderson. I get on the 215. Actually, I take Eastern to Warm Springs, Warm Springs to 215, 215 to the 15, 15 into the 95, the 95 to Rancho. There. Yeah, that's a lot of turns, people.
Damn.
That's a fucking commute.
Yeah, that is a commute.
But I know that if I leave at 6:20 or 6:30, I'm there before 7, guaranteed. And it's almost all freeway, so that's nice. I know that if I leave anytime after 6:30, I'm going to be there late. I'm going to be there only maybe 2 to 5 to 10 minutes late.
Damn, I don't know.
Guaranteed. Going home, though, and I've realized this about the traffic patterns, I'm driving on the good lanes when I'm coming into work on the interstate.
You get the bad ones coming out.
When I leave, I actually go the 95. So I take Rancho, Bonanza, MLK, 95.
Oh, you midway right in the spaghetti bowl.
Oh, yeah. I take the 95 all the way through.
Creep through all that badass construction.
Yep. And so I go two different routes. There's a route to go to work and there's a route to come home. 20-minute drive guaranteed. And unless there's a little rough traffic in the surface streets.
Both ways.
It's kind of the average. Yeah. I can't average. You can get anywhere in good traffic in Vegas in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. True. Even if you're coming from all the way south to going all the way north, good traffic, 20 minutes.
The problem is when there's one accident in the city, the whole, like, everything stops.
Yeah.
One accident. Then it takes the cops like 30 minutes to get to the accident. Ugh. So the cars are just sitting there because you can't move the car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you can move it, most people don't just because of, you know, everybody's insurance. So this person's like, I don't want, you know, this person ran into me, but if you move, then you can't prove that.
Yeah.
Because of the skid marks and shit, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, in traffic, when an accident happens in Vegas, it is monumentally bad. Yeah. I mean, traffic accidents here are always bad.
Yeah.
I've never seen a light fender bender ever in Vegas. It's always been, yeah. Bam!
Oh. Yeah, because everyone's always in the rush.
Because they're already running late.
Yeah.
You know, they're all running late. And, yeah, that's their, you know, people get killed. Every day I listen to the radio, and I love this. One radio traffic guy just says, hey, guys, the idiots are out on the roads again. So, you know, he says it as it is. You know, some idiot plowed into this idiot.
Well, I know.
You know, it's like, what was it? This one guy was talking about how a yellow light here in Vegas does mean speed up. You know, everybody jokes, ha ha, California stop. Totally true. Out here. My favorite, though, is the left turn lane.
Yes.
If you're in a left turn lane and it's yellow, you go like hell. If it's red, you're still going like hell.
Hell.
Red turn light, you know, red light in a left turn lane is ignored for the first two cars. Every single, I piss them off. I come to a stop at yellow.
Well, do you?
I do.
And they get bad, huh?
Let them hit me. Let them. Fuck them. I will stop at a yellow. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. So
I guess I can admit that I am guilty for.
I am too, though. I've done it. We all do it. Oh fuck, that's drink.
You gotta go,
gotta
go for it because, and then you it's like sometimes those lights are like a 10 minute turnaround before you can go again.
Yeah, well, it's a mile in between. And what I've been noticing lately, especially traffic here in Vegas, if you've noticed this, you cannot get a running green light. In other words, you don't seem to ever get enough timing and spacing in your run to where you can go through 2 or 3 miles, hence 2 or 3 stoplights,
without
all green without stopping.
It's very, very rare. I've probably done it like, maybe I can count on my hand, maybe 10 times where I actually went a couple miles and was green, and you got to be very, very, very
you're
lucky.
Very lucky.
And the traffic has to be very light.
Yes.
For that for it to work. Because I think it was like at 10 or 11 at night where it wasn't that bad going down the street, you know, like on a Monday or something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got to be a weekday. It's got to be light traffic.
It's got to be weekday before lunch by like 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, you may only have to be traveling north to south.
Yeah.
Because east to west always seems busy except for on Desert Inn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, traffic here, it's no joke, and it's only getting worse and worse and worse. The thing that kills me, though.
All the construction.
The construction. Well, you know, we kind of have it year-round, but what really kills me, though, is the people who are so in a rush. I mean, I've almost been rear-ended so many times, and I have been rear-ended once, you know, and car totaled, and so it's amazing. Just totally amazing, the traffic.
Yeah. That and the streets are all fucked up, too. I mean, literally, like, the names, too. Like, you be on one street, then all of a sudden the shit changes names on you, and you're at a whole different fucking
street. Yeah, because
street.
That's because you leave the city and join into the county. You know, I mean, it's really weird. Like, everybody's like, oh, the Las Vegas Strip. Well, it's not really the Las Vegas Strip. It's the Clark County Strip. No one knows that. I mean, not many people really, really know that. The casinos that are on the Strip are not in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
they're in Clark County, but they're not in Las Vegas because of how they arrange their borders and stuff. Yeah. So, all right, we're looking for anybody to give us a call. We are open for the live listeners here this Friday evening. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. Of course, you can go to the website spankwagon.net, click on the Contact Us, and it'll tell you everything you need to know. We also want to hear from you in the chat room. We got Airwolf joining in. We got a few other people there, so we'll do the mad props a little later. So hello, everybody in the chat room. We want you to join. That would be going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the SWR chat room.
Pretty simple. Never seen that name before.
Airwolf, another Iowa buddy. Oh. Yeah, a lot of listeners of Spankwagon Radio, people I already know. It's really kind of weird. It's, you know, you figure after so many years, they get tired of listening to me.
But they still listen.
They always come back. So we want to hear from you, any traffic stories, anything you guys want to talk about. I was kind of hoping Murphy would be here, so we'll start on techie news, and maybe Murphy will join us. He said he was going to be in tonight, but looks like work's really keeping him busy, or he's found something else. still recovering from his stunt on Tuesday, where he played Halo 3 for 24 hours straight. So we'll see.
I imagine what your fingers was, your hands.
Well, he took breaks. He didn't want to kill himself. He wasn't going to, I'm going to sit here for 24 hours and never move. No.
Yeah.
He did get up, bathroom break, eat a meal, stuff like that. So he didn't, like, try to kill himself much. A little bit of tech news here. Serious cross-site request forgery vulnerability found in Gmail. Security researcher Petkov.
What?
Security researcher Petko Petkov.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Petko Petkov.
Has revealed a cross-site request forgery vulnerability in Gmail.
Only a motherfucker named that will find that kind of shit.
You ain't getting laid. What's your name? Petko. Like the dog food place? Yes, Petko Petkov. Gesundheit? Dog food what?
Your pecker.
My pecker fell off.
You stuck your pecker on your pet?
God, there was someone that did that this week, too. I just read that it was like in Fark or something. Like, dude bangs a dog at the animal shelter and gets caught. I'm like, wait a minute. What? Why are you
shit.
Fucking a dog? All right, so back to the geek news. Okay. He found this vulger. A vulger. I'm all screwed up. forgery vulnerability in Gmail that makes it possible for a malicious website to surreptitiously add a filter to a user's Gmail account that forwards email to third-party addresses. Petkoff's proof-of-concept exploit for this vulnerability, which has been independently verified but not publicly released, uses a multi-part form data post to send instructions to Gmail's internal API. The vulnerability can be exploited when a user is currently logged in to the Gmail, or it can only be done when the user is currently logged into the Gmail service, which then makes me beg the question, do like Gmail notifiers work? What about when you're sitting on the front page of Google.com and you have Google/IG, which is the iGoogle, if you will, and you have your Gmail on that main page and it's constantly there. You're constantly logged in. A lot of people are going that route, so that means you're always logged into Google. Now, this is the second major Google security vulnerability to be revealed this week. On Monday, security researcher Fernando Bedford, it's like an Italian redneck.
That's these real people's names, man.
He's got to be. Come on. Fernando Bedford. I'm like imagining an Italian guy with buck teeth and shine. Yeah, we is going.
So what's Pecco? He's got to be Russian.
Pecco. Pecco Pekov's like Russian. So anyhow, Fernando Bedford provided a proof of concept exploit for a Google cross-site scripting vulnerability in Google's Blogspot Polls API that facilitated email hijacking and address book sniffing. That vulnerability was fixed by Google shortly after it was reported, but it is presently unclear whether or not the vulnerability discovered by Petkov has been fixed yet. So we got more Gmail.
So
it took a while. I'm really impressed
about
finding a hole in Gmail.
Yeah, they really had to dig because I haven't heard anything bad about Gmail.
I mean, Gmail was introduced what 2004 April Fool's Day in 2004.
It's been a while. And yeah, I've never heard one bad thing about Gmail at all.
I find a lot of people like, you know, people really love the Gmail. I can't stand the interface.
Yeah, it's too.
I don't.
Too goofy.
It's. I don't like. To me, it isn't an email interface. It really isn't. It's almost a blog interface, and I have a problem with that. Especially when I'm trying to figure out which mail is new and which mail I wrote because they put them together in the listings. So I'll be looking at mail and I'm going, okay, I says two, so I must have gotten a new one. And I click on it. I'm like, okay, that was the one I sent, and there's the only one. Okay, so I only have one new one. Drives me nuts. Give me traditional pop email. No said.
Like my shitty email, my shitty AOL that I still love and can't get rid of.
Yeah, that's amazing, actually.
I don't know. I guess it's kind of dedicated. It's like I even still pay for the fucking service. It's hard to get rid of because I've been doing it for so. You know, sometimes. You know, I don't know if it's just like everywhere or if it's just something in this country, but it's like a lot of people pay for shit, even though you don't need it anymore. But I still use it and because it's just something that's like a part of me. I've had, you know, on my email for like 10 or 11 years now, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, well, when AOL was like AOL 2.0 or 3.0 way at the beginning. And so, I mean, it's been years.
It's not saying you got mail. You've got tablature.
Exactly. And it's just I've had it for so long, it's hard to get rid of. You know?
Yeah, I can understand.
And everybody
that.
Knows it. Everybody knows that one. So
what's your email address?
Cyberman.
Oh, you're going to say it over the air. Oh,
can I say it over there?
If you want to.
Cyberman@AOL.com.
All right. Expect someone to rewind that, listen to it, and send you some porno pictures.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Of penises.
It just add to the other 300 pieces of junk mail.
You know?
And then I have to go through,
Well,
I go, okay, Trisha sent me something.
Yeah. I actually, you know, it's funny, too, because I had, let's see, email addresses. I have a Cox.net email. I'm pretty sure people could figure this stuff out. I've had LVCM, but that's gone. VFTP, but I got rid of that because I was having problems, oddly enough, with Google. Anybody on Google, and start off with just a couple people, and then it just grew and grew and grew. People on Google could not send me mail. I explained it to Vert because he actually ran that one. Yeah. He can't figure it out. You know, he swears up and down nothing's. It's not on his end, and very possibly so it's not on his end. But it was keeping me from receiving emails from a lot of people who are so stuck on Gmail. So I had to ditch that. I do have, and it's a totally different username, but I do have to admit, I do have a Hotmail email address that I've had since 96. It was my first individual email address that I used back in the day. Because when I was going to college, I wanted an email address. I need an email address. And Hotmail, pre-Microsoft.
Damn.
And I still was a 001. So damn. I still was, you know, a number behind mine. So I do have a Hotmail account. I still keep that one very active.
Yeah.
But I don't give it to anybody. I don't use it for anything.
Yeah, I think that one's disactive. But another one that I have that I probably use in this, like the Yahoo, Gmail, I have one.
I have a Gmail. I do have a Gmail myself.
I think I have, remember Lycos? I think I can put
that. Oh, wow.
I was just talking to a girl about that the other day, Angel Fire.
Do you know Yahoo owns that now?
Oh, Yahoo owns it.
Yahoo owns Angel Fire.
Yeah, the Angel Fire sites.
As a matter of fact, when you...
MySpace kind of put that out of...
MySpace kind of took Angel Fire and gave it steroids. You know, because Angel Fire used to be really bad. Like, if you wanted shitty middies... Hey, that was an old bit. If you want shitty middies or anything like that, you went to Angel Fire to just watch everything creep to a halt. Oh, it was horrible. Just horrible.
Yeah, it was.
But... Yeah, I still have, let's see, and I've actually, every few years I have to purge email addresses. I've had a prodigy.net, I've had a prodigy.com, I've had an email from a local ISP back home called CedarNet, which I was really mad when they shut that one off. They shut that one off on me, and I didn't even, I mean, it was a free email. I had a free, supposed free lifetime email address.
They
shut it off. I don't know why. They're still in business. Well, what do you want to call it? It was an ISP that was ran by volunteers, kind of a grassroots ISP, if you will. It's all dial-up. You know, their biggest thing is they got news groups, and back in 94, they were so proud of that. 95, maybe. I'm like, eh. So, yeah, I have, let's see, yeah. So I have Gmail, Hotmail. Oddly enough, I really like the Hotmail interface still to this day.
Yeah.
It, like, if they were to get rid of banner ads, it'd be better, of course, but that's kind of like, you know, begging for God to come and redeem your soul.
You ain't lie. No banner ads on websites?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a miracle.
That would be a miracle. I mean, I remember surfing the web back in 94.
That's like saying TV with no commercials.
Yeah, well, it ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
But, yeah, so... Good old stuff. Good stuff. Moving along, talking about computers and good old times and a little bit of Microsoft. Microsoft is having a hard time getting the implementation of Vista to the world.
Yeah, because it causes everybody's computers to fuck up.
Yeah, no kidding. So many people think it sucks that Microsoft has extended the life of ancient but stalwart Windows XP, originally scheduled to stop shipping in January 2008. Now the company will extend XP sales life until the end of June 2008. So they're adding 6 months on to the life of XP, which means they're going to be supporting XP for years to come.
Yeah.
This will keep boxes of this offer flowing to emerging markets through June 2010. Of course, Microsoft spokesflax didn't mention anything about Vista's suckage, instead insisting that there were some customers who need a little more time to make the switch. No. That's not really what's going on here. We've dipped a toe into the Vista here and there, and except for its pretty interface, it doesn't really offer an advantage over XP. Most people stay nested in the security, comfortable embrace of XP. The OS on which this is posted on, which the news article was written with, was in XP. So with Vista launch, Vista's been on almost a year now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you running?
At least 6-8 months.
What are you running? I mean, I'm Mac, so we all know what I'm running. Duh.
Oh, I'm running one, well, Vista Ultimate, Vista Business, and Windows XP.
Which one do you use most often?
The one I use most often is the Vista Business because I installed on the computer that I did most of my shit on, except for it has problems, but I just kind of just bypass it. Like, I got a video card that was supposed to be Vista ready, and it's still, I mean, when you try to watch porn, it's still just... Exactly. So it's kind of like... And then on my other one that I just built, a new one, I can't get speakers to work right with Media Player. On the Media Center. It says, you know, 5.1, but it only does 2. And then I try to build one for my brother. and it just freezes. But I can't. It's a brand new motherboard. Everything's new. I'm trying to figure out what it is. But with Vista, it could be fucking.
It could be anything.
It could be anything.
It could be memory. It could be hardware. I mean, it could be anything.
That's what makes it so hard, you know. So I mean, but the XP. Every time I've done the XP machine, man, I put his computer. I was getting so frustrated. I was like, well, let me just do XP and then do an upgrade on top of it with the drivers, whatever, already there.
Right.
And, Vista didn't like that, but XP, the computer was fucking flying. Everything was just
perfect. Yeah, XP, the thing with XP is it had to replace 98 Second Edition. Okay, 95 was, it was all right. 311 was good. So let's go backwards to forwards again.
Well, there was Windows
2000. 3.0 was good. 3.1.1 was better. Windows 95 is interesting. It was okay, and it wasn't. I mean, it was kind of middle ground. 98 was all right. 98 Second Edition was very good.
Yeah.
ME.
Garbage.
Garbage. Let's see.
2000.
We'll get to the NT based here in just a second.
Okay.
XP, which I guess that would be the 2000 NT base, but XP, very nice.
Yes.
XP, it works.
I think XP was probably the best of all their products.
XP would work flawless if it wasn't for the proliferation of spyware, adware, and viruses.
Yeah.
Pure and simple, it would be flawless. I mean, I would probably be on XP if it wasn't for the fact that you really have to work your butt off to keep it running well.
Yeah.
On the NT base, NT4.
Yeah.
Worked. I want to say, what was after NT4? Did it go straight to NT5, or was there NT4 or 5 or something?
No, I think it just went straight to 5.
5? Worked. 2000, I just finally switched over my work computer.
I love 2000. 2000 was a great program.
Yep. 2000 worked very well. Matter of fact, like I said, at work, they just switched us over from 2000 3 months ago.
Damn. Yeah.
So it was my workhorse for, God, I mean... Since I pretty much started my job in 98. I mean, 2000 was a workhorse. We're now XP Pro, you know, whatever. So, you know, we're not going to be changing from that anytime soon. We're definitely not going to Vista or anything.
Yeah, Vista has its issue. So it's like I'm just sitting there spending days trying to find out, you know, what can actually fix that problem, man. But it's like it could be any little fucking thing, and it just... You know, it's hard to determine. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Vista, it's nice, but the actual setup itself, even, you know, the start menus and the control panels, all that shit is like...
It's foofy. It's a nice graphical interface. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I like the look of it. I like the feel and the flow of it. I mean, I will say this one thing, though. I turn off a lot of that stuff in my Mac because I got a lot of little genie magic effects and swoopy effects, and I turn all of it off. I don't need it. I don't want it. Give me a computer that just click, click, click. You know, that's what I want. In the chat room here, they're saying Airwolf goes Vista equals fall of Microsoft. We hope. Insomniac Brit says they survived ME. Sadly, they'll survive through Vista. Very true. You know, as Airwolf says, sadly true. But, you know, they're going to survive. They're going to rewrite or they're going to come up with something. I know that there's a lot of online articles and a lot of opinions that say dump Vista now. Stop Vista development. Keep it where it's at right now. Work on something different. You've made your mistakes. You're going to have to learn from them and make something better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it needs to be done.
I think they try to over-accommodate, man. I think they try to make it so much of a, you know, it's not just gonna. It's not just a PC. It's a media center. You know what I mean? They try to make it like, you know, so super duper. And it's just like people just don't have the computer equipment because computer equipment is really good. I mean, even my computer from 2-3 years ago, I didn't absolutely need to get a new computer. I just did because I did, you know. But even computer equipment from 2-3 years ago really works fine. And with XP, it works flawlessly.
It works flawlessly.
So people don't want to upgrade their computer. They just figure they can upgrade with Vista, and it fucks up everything.
I'll tell you what causes upgrades. One thing that causes these upgrades is the gaming market, the home gaming market.
Yeah,
you have to upgrade, and you have to upgrade. That's why I like console market. If I were to actually be a gamer, I'd be a console gamer because you know with the console you have, every game they write has to work on it.
Yep.
Not guaranteed in the you know PC gaming market. Secondly, anything can run. I mean, you're right. Old hardware is still good hardware, even if it's 2 or 3 years old. You know, it does have its limitations, but a lot of that's because the software designers want to add so many features and wow and gee whiz and kabang and graphics and everything. I understand the respect and appreciation for that. But if you have a good game with a good storyline, you're going to play it and you should be able to play it on anything. Macintosh, me being a Mac boy, you know, Macintosh has had its pitfalls too. Macintosh had its Vista. You know, Macintosh already has already been there. You know, it had the Windows 8 and Windows 7. I mean, I've been working with Macintosh since Windows 5 or Mac OS. 5, OS 5 and OS, you know, moving on up. There was challenges to every one of them. Like, I remember back in OS 5, 533, to set the TCP IP, you had to use these little slider bars.
What?
You had to set your TCP IP by, you know, even if you were using DHCP.
So to track down what number you want, you have to...
You had to use slider bars to set your gateway. It was horrible.
What the fuck are they got slider bars for?
I don't know. I don't understand why, but they changed it. They upgraded and they learned from it. So, yeah, it's really cool. You know, to say that, oh, yeah, every computer can, you know, Linux can run on so many different things. You know, that's like one of these challenges they always have is what can run Linux? You know, my iPod fucking ran Linux.
Everything runs Linux.
Everything runs Linux. You can make it, but you have to find that use for it. You have to find what you need it for. If I, you know, and I've been looking at new computers again. It's I got about a year to go before I get my computer loan through work. And I'm really seriously, really seriously contemplating. And this is kind of more of a could I do it kind of a thing. But would it be interesting to run a PC, a regular Windows, or excuse me, a Wintel? Well, shit, none of that's even relevant anymore.
Yep.
Let me rephrase this. Buy an IBM laptop, a Lenovo. Run a very easy-to-use Linux on it. I was always thinking Ubuntu, maybe something different. I don't care. Just to see what it's like. Just to use it. Make it my daily computer. I know I can find programs and do everything. I know, though, I'm going to be doing a lot of work in the background making things work.
Work, yeah.
But I want to try. I think I'm ready for that. I love my Mac. I love it to pieces. I hump the Mac. You know, I love it. But maybe I'm ready for something different. Maybe I'm ready to try something new.
Yeah.
A challenge. Who knows? All right, looking at the clock, we're over on a break. So what we're going to do is we'll go to a break. Hopefully, maybe Murphy will show up. I don't think he's going to show up for tonight's show. Who knows, though? This is Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
He's tired-ass Decaf. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah, you can tell, boy. I'm like,
So
I'll get it through for you guys. I'll get it through for all four or five people in the chat room. I'll get it through
all right.
For you.
All right. Getting through all our listeners. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. We're going to a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself, and then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy. Yeah. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. And I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and candy. Yeah. Who's that lounging? But who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream.
sex and can they hear? Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. This must be my dream. When I wake up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And if I get drunk, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, whatever that means, I'm gonna be the man who's angering you. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
You know, listening to that song just made me. I wonder about a question real quick.
Sure.
That you will probably know. Now, when it comes to, you know, rock songs and rock singers and being on stage, now is it like
I know anything about that?
That's why I'm asking. I know you know. Is it, or well, at least your opinion, and your opinion would count as you knowing to me. So, because I'm half asleep and I don't give a fuck.
Make shit up, and I'll agree with you 100%.
That's exactly what I'm about to do too. About to do with your opinion. Now is. When on the rock, and you know, when the singer's singing, they're playing the guitar or whatever, and they're rocking, and you know how they do the, you know, they grab the microphone in one hand and,
yeah,
you know, I will walk forward, then they go back to playing. Now, is that an actual technique, or is that more of a style of performance?
I think that's just a style of performance.
So, you don't think it has nothing to do with, like, you have to grab it and let the guitar. So, okay.
No, I think they just want to do that for effect to show they're into it. I mean, like Steven Tyler and Aerosmith.
Like the 1 foot.
Yeah. Steven Tyler and Aerosmith, you know he's going to get ready to start swinging the mic stands.
Yeah.
So all of his bands, like, they kind of understand his nonverbal cues, and they all back up and get out of the way so he can go nuts on stage. On the phone line, I should have Virtual One. Are you there?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. I wanted to bring you up here on the phone because we're going to be talking about the iPhone. Kind of, I'm assuming you figured that was going to happen.
Yep.
This week,
I still don't own one.
I'm sorry?
I still don't own one.
You still don't own one, but see, you're an Apple technician. You're a professional Apple technician. So I wanted to bring this up with you. This week, the newest patch came out, 1.1.1, for firmware update for the iPhones, and it literally turned all of the iPhones in that have been either running a third-party application or running the free SIM or anything that unlocks the phone into a brick.
No surprise there, was there?
I'm assuming not. I don't know about you. Have you, being an Apple technician, ran across anybody who now has a bricked iPhone?
No, we haven't seen a heck of a lot of them. We've seen maybe, I suppose, a dozen customers have brought them in for us to look at that I've seen. Mm-hmm. But not a very popular thing necessarily to do. I know several people that own iPhones, and none of them have unlocked them.
None of them. Okay, so very interesting, because I'm wondering, there was a lot of people who didn't unlock them.
That's probably because a lot of people
numerically, or a lot of people percentage-wise. See, I don't think they sold a whole lot of those.
I think it's just numeric. Maybe percent. I mean, by percent, I mean we can be a lot of people in a double digit.
I bet less than 1% of the iPhones have been unlocked.
See, I think it's higher than that.
But see, the thing is that a lot of people buy it, and, you know, the people who can actually afford it just buy it, and they like it, it looks nice, and they're not even really into trying to hack it and add stuff to it.
But it's not just the crack to actually unlock the phone so it could be used on T-Mobile.
It's just other
third-party applications. For example, I know that Murphy had this really cool API or a mapping tool, excuse me, that used the internal I think it's satellite. GPS. Thank you. Where it used the GPS and drew the map on the screen of your iPhone. That's a third-party app. Yeah. If that firmware went through and there was third-party apps that were not Apple, boom, gone.
I didn't know that the third-party apps were breaking it. I knew that the SIM unlocks were.
Yep. As Apple warned earlier this week, the latest firmware update did, in fact, break unlock iPhones and kill unofficial third-party iPhone apps.
Oh, killed the apps. It probably didn't kill the phone.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Probably just disabled the applications, which is not a surprise.
Yeah. It's still not clear how intentional this was, but it seems like something that Apple should have made at least a little more of an effort to avoid.
I've watched Apple fight things like this on a couple of occasions in the past. One thing that Apple has tried very hard to do is to prevent people from being able to copy music off of their iPod.
Yes.
Anyone that owns an iPod knows the one-way trip. When you load music onto it, it's there. If your iTunes library gets wiped out, you better not sync your iPod anymore, and you can't get the music off.
Yep, exactly. But FreeTunes, I think, is what it was called.
One of the applications that was really slick for getting around this was a plugin. And it was, you know, it followed the iTunes standard plugin format. It dotted the I's and it crossed the T's, and it worked just the way that any other plugin should. As a media device, in other words, let's say you wrote a custom thing that would import music off of a SIM stick or something like that.
Right.
And this would pop up another device in your list on iTunes on the left. You know, it looked like a CD had been inserted or something like that. Well, somebody wrote a plugin that took your iPod and your iPod is in that list normally, but you can't drag music off of it. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, this added another of your iPods. So you had two of them. But the second one it added, you could drag music off from.
Oh, interesting.
It's like a media device.
Nice.
And that let you offload, you know, you could just borrow your friend's iPod, plug it into your computer, and just drag and drop anything off of it you wanted to.
Very nice. Very nice. Airwolf in the chat room here asks, what does bricked mean? Bricked means it turns your telephone into a brick, because that's all it's good for is nothing.
Electronically, will not work anymore. Won't boot.
Yep. Dead. Or it'll boot, but it won't do anything else. Yeah. The folks who unlocked their iPhones and who are installing third-party apps were the early adopters who most likely got out to evangelize the device. Does it seem like Apple's shitting on them? I mean, I got to ask that. Does it seem like Apple? I mean, I'm asking everybody here.
If you could somehow justify the fact that they had no idea that this was going to happen, anyone with half a grain of common sense would realize Apple's going to do this. This is not a surprise to anyone.
But I know they didn't give much of a warning. I mean, did they say, I mean, once you hack it and once you do it, can you reverse it? Or is it kind of like once it's hacked, it's hacked?
That's interesting. From the articles I have read, matter of fact, it's in this article here, and you forgive me, I didn't highlight it. The update is not doing any permanent damage to the phone, meaning that it'll probably be a short while until the software hacks are developed to bring the bricked iPhones back to life, and that Apple could have pretty easily avoided messing up the phones, suggesting it was somewhat intentional.
I thought that there was a way now to unbrick them and return them back to their factory default.
I think that there is now. I haven't ran across it myself, you know, there has to be. Yeah.
It's just going to be another war, though. The thing that did the iTunes hack.
Yep, free play.
I forget what version of iTunes it was at that point, but within a week of releasing that plugin, suddenly there was an iTunes update. You know, they listed two or three other minor little things that they updated, things that you would expect to see in an update.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he immediately recoded the plugin, and it worked again. And like 5 days later, there was another iTunes update. Surprise.
Yep.
Well, they listed a couple of other little very, very minor things, but they were kind of running out of excuses to release another iTunes update. It showed rather badly.
Yep.
Well, he updated the plugin again. And like 2 days later, there's another iTunes update. Imagine that. And they just listed very generic terms as to why they put in the update. But at this point, he looked in it and tore iTunes apart and found that the reason his plugin wasn't working anymore is iTunes was looking through the list of the plugins that were loaded and was looking for his plugin by name and disabling it.
Nice.
And he posted up on the page saying, they're clearly going out to get me, and I don't think that they're going to stop, so let's just quit here. It's not worth my time.
That was
the end of that.
Yep, that was the end of that. Airwolf Fest, another thing, no reset button on the back. Dude, there's only one button on the whole damn phone. You can't even open it up to take your battery out, okay?
So it's not like the original NES where you have the power and the start button?
Nope. Nope.
Up, down, down, left, right, left, right, BA start.
Exactly. The iPhone actually, just for the sake of the three people, lose my voice all of a sudden, for the three people who've never heard of it, you can't take out the battery, just like the iPods. It's a touchscreen interface. The only button you have, actually, there's a couple, but the button on the front is your main button, your power button, select button, whatever you want to call it. Then you have a volume rocker on the side. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I think they call that button the home button.
Yeah, I don't know what they want to call it. The command button, home button, square button.
It takes you back to the main menu.
Button. Selector backwards, yeah. So, yeah, definitely no reset button on the back of the phone.
So most likely those phones are probably going to be unbricked sometime and back to like the factory standard.
Yeah, I would assume that's where they're going to take them. Which finally, and I wish Murphy was here because we could talk about this more, which has finally helped me make up my mind, because I've been thinking about changing carriers, but I think I'm actually going to go ahead and stick with what I have and then go out and get a Mogul probably next week or the week after. So
yeah, her Moguls are... They're really
very nice phones. I know Toe and I have talked about it. I've talked about it for the past few weeks in the show. Definitely going to just stick with what I have. I like it a lot. So
I have a pet peeve.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Do you have two-finger scrolling enabled on your laptop?
Yes, I do.
Have you noticed it's backwards from the iPhone.
What do you mean?
It scrolls in the opposite direction.
Scrolls down when I drag down.
Right. I know. Actually, when you drag down, it scrolls up.
No.
Take a look at it again.
On the iPhone?
It scrolls the opposite, because on the iPhone, when you flick your fingers upward,
it goes
the
down.
Text goes upward. In other words, it scrolls the list down.
Down, it does.
But on the Mac, it goes the other direction. And that is messing me up.
I don't know what you guys just said. Could someone clarify?
What he's saying is the way, I don't know how it is on the Mac, but it scrolls different.
On the iPhone, when there's something on the screen and you put your finger on it and you move your finger up, it follows underneath your finger.
Yeah.
It goes up.
Yeah.
On the Mac, it goes the other direction.
Yeah. And I noticed that with when I was with Murphy. So it's crazy watching how it scrolls, because it's a lot different than what I'm used to seeing. Scroll.
Okay.
It's the opposite.
All right,
it's
that makes sense.
Way.
That makes more sense.
And I can understand why the iPhone does it, because it's a more intuitive way to do it. And the problem is, once you've seen somebody use that phone and you've played around with one of those phones, you try to go back to using it on your computer, and you keep scrolling the wrong direction.
Nice.
So I'm hoping that with like 10.5, they release a checkbox in the trackpad panel that lets you toggle the direction that it goes.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? So, all right. So that's a little bit of Mac news. What's your oldest email account that you have had, or you may still have?
That I still have?
Yeah, we were talking about that before the break. Email addresses.
Well, the oldest one that I have is my VFTP email.
Don't have access to any Pitnet or cobra.uni.edu?
You can still. I think you've gone looking for that, haven't you? Gone looking for old posts that I have made like in 1987 or
yeah.
something like that.
That Google Groups, again, another Google app, allows you to search. And what I was doing for fun, I was searching by ham radio call signs. I was searching by email addresses. I was searching by signatures, because I remember like some unique signatures of our friend named Brad. And I was finding old posts that, like, my horrible spelling, Vert's uber nerd paintball history. Oh, yeah, tons of stuff.
I remember getting on the email back when the internet was a collection of about 35 web pages. That was weird. When you had to know the URL that you were typing in, because there was no such thing as Google.
But Yahoo is around pretty much since the very...
Oh, no. I think that Lycos, I think, was actually one of the first ones that
before.
I remember using.
Yeah, I remember I just brought up Lycos earlier.
I just brought up Lycos earlier, too.
And the Angel Fire websites.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember using Lynx. How many of you have used Lynx?
Oh, I've used Lynx.
Yeah, I've used
Lynx was, for everybody out there, the text-only web browser.
Yep.
And no graphics, none whatsoever. If there was an image in line, it just said image in line. As a matter of fact, to go to your... I still have Lynx installed on my laptop. Well, actually, it's always there on Unix computers. To get to it's a kind of a bitch, though. But there's like a little applet that actually... You click on the little applet and it brings it up. It's only terminal. If you want to go somewhere, you hit the letter G. And it opens up a little box at the bottom of your... little bar in the bottom of your screen. You have to type in the older versions, http://  www.url.com. Now it does the auto-completion of HTTP. It's catching up to the visual browsers. I've used Mozilla One, or not Mozilla, Netscape One. I've used Mosaic.
Good old Netscape, yeah. I forgot about
Netscape. Used Mosaic back when everything was left justified. No such thing as center justification.
The big challenge, I think, with those old websites was if you found something that was a binary that you could download like a program.
Yeah.
Well, how do you uncompress it without downloading an uncompressing program? I remember lots of people when they were first starting on the internet running into that exact problem, that they'd like, what am I supposed to do with this HQX file? Well, you run HQX it. How do I do that? Well, you go here and you download this. Yeah, but it's HQX. What kind of a joke is this?
Yep, and I remember that.
You could get a floppy and you copy it off of a machine that's already got it, and you move it over.
Yep. There you go, and then, oh, man, floppies.
Back was it a 720 or was it a 440?
No, man, floppy, man, a 1.4,
we had the big ones, the 1.4 megs.
Wait, wait, did you have, do you mean big in storage or big in physical size?
1.44 meg, 3.5-inch floppies.
I still remember I had a job installing Microsoft Office on a bunch of work computers. It was a contract job I was doing. And Microsoft Office came on 4 floppy disks.
Oh, that's not bad. I remember installing Windows 98, I think, first edition. I believe that was 23 disks.
Or disk 12.
That took a while to install. It took several hours.
As a matter of fact, Vert may remember this because the job, what they did is they took all the licenses and they put all the disks in a giant box. So then what they did is they loaded up a copy, a complete ready-to-go install on these portable SCSI drives. And then I would go around each computer and install them on the SCSI drives. Well, they had all these empty, or not empty, but they had all these Microsoft disks. And I said, hey, I need floppies. Can I just take these and format them and use them? Sure. Took dozens and dozens and dozens. Gave them all to Vert.
Those are useful to have.
Yeah. Tons. I mean, you could have tiled a kitchen with these.
as many
as there were. I mean, it was insane.
Install? Wow, at least on 2000, it's 4 if you install it that way.
No,
but you need the
DVD.
CD, though. Yeah. But you needed the CD.
Yeah, you need DVD
four.
Now.
Yeah,
you have to have a DVD.
A DVD player. Yeah,
you
can't
have
it.
What do you call the
dual-layer DVD?
Dual-layer, because the 10.5 is coming out on dual-layer. If you don't have a dual-layer capable drive, you're not installing it.
Yep, it's done for older Macs. They're finally, and I'll say Apple's been really good about this. Apple has supported old Macs. They're finally getting out of that habit. So I think that's pretty good. I mean, granted, I can make, a Macintosh last about 4 years, 5 years, probably even a little more if I really, 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 really wanted to. But all right, Vert, well, thanks for calling in, sharing with us some time and talking about the iPhone and other geeky stuff.
Signing my petition for fixing the scroll.
All right, we'll get right on that. Thanks, Vert. Click.
Yeah,
forgot
no.
to hang up before him. All right, so hey, if anybody else, we'd love to hear from you and your opinions. 1-866-587-6257.
Was I talking to you? I don't know if it was on the show how I missed. Yeah, I was talking about how I missed the old rotary phone.
Yeah.
Because the way it hangs up.
Oh, yeah.
See, there was like, you know what I mean? Click. That's not a hang up.
That's click. Not a hang up.
Click. Yeah, you hear the cling.
Slam.
You still hear the ringing when you saw it hang up for you. Hey, fuck you.
Yep.
Cling.
Yep. As a matter of fact, I still, I love that with my phone. I feel like I can hang up on people. We talk about that on my, on my shit.
Yeah, we talked about that already. Because that's
it's
how you
old
feel.
News.
You just feel like you're hanging out with somebody. Now it's just like, I hate you. You know what I mean? It's like,
no, they don't even hear the click. Yeah. What they hear on their phone, they hear, doo-doo-doo. Okay. That's a hang up.
I don't do that.
I want, yeah, you know what they should do with cell phones? They should program in that instead of giving you the low signal alert, have them record someone just go slam of a telephone receiver. Record that. So whenever you hear that, they hung up on me. Even if it wasn't their fault, looks like it was like a drop signal in your half, you think they hung up on you. You're now afraid to call them. That's how cell phone companies can avoid people abusing their stuff. Funny. All right, so let's see. I got other news. I really don't want to go too deep, so I got some fluff content news. Here's an interesting article. I wish we had a female person here in the studio, but talking about expecting moms, you know the tramp stamp tattoo, right?
Yeah.
Doctors are now a little worried because these tramp stamp tattoos are usually in the way of where they want to insert an epidural for when they're pregnant. Pregnant women already have plenty to worry about, but now some doctors are pointing to another potential problem, tattoos. The issue is whether it's safe to stick a needle through a tattoo in the lower back for an epidural, an injection of pain-killing medicine that can cause discomfort of, that can ease discomfort of labor. There's been an explosion in recent years of women's lower back tattoos. Okay, from now on, we're just calling them tramp stamps. Often ornate designs that take up a lot of surface near the area or of the vertebrae where epidural needles are typically inserted. In 2002, a pair of Canadian anesthesiologists published a... Jesus, anesthesiologists have time to publish? Published a report that questioned whether administering an epidural through such a tattoo could be risky. The doctors speculated that complications like inflammation or nerve damage may arise if the needle pushed a bit of the dyed skin along with it and then deposited it into a nerve-rich region outside of the spinal column.
It must be nice to sit up and actually have a job where you can figure shit out like that.
No
you know
kidding.
What I'm saying?
The small study of three women... We're real big scientists, all three. The small study of three women.
Canada,
so. Yeah, really, which concluded that there wasn't enough evidence to determine the practice is safe or not, set off a mini wave of panic of expectant moms. Small studies, mini wave. I wish we had someone who had a tramp stamp tattoo could call us and say if that was really a concern or if they actually had an epidural. That'd be nice. 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
So what was the vote, like 2-1 that it causes complications?
You know, they didn't
take a vote. Take a vote.
I'm sorry. I brought a piece of crap fluff article. Man, small study. Three fucking people. We're publishing it. Where did I even? I don't even know where I pulled this article from now. Shame on me. Three people.
Three people. A study of three.
That's why we don't leave the door open. You can hear the train going by.
Is that your fluff articles?
I got one about the shoes, the Crocs. You know those rubber shoes? Those plastic. Jesus, yeah. We should have closed the door. Well, the plastic rubber shoes, like kids are getting their feet. And it's mostly kid sizes because they're just small enough. Mm-hmm. They're getting their feet caught in escalators.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, ripping off their toes and toenails and cutting up their feet because the shoes are all the same material. They're all this like polyvinyl, rubber.
So when it sucks, it sucks
it. When it sticks. Escalators are built. If you ever looked at an escalator step, it swoops in. Yeah. But that means so that way when it starts compressing down to you know, it's supposed to push everything out.
No, yeah.
But it's not doing that. On these Crocs, they're actually getting caught in there and pulling your foot in. So it'll pull the shoe off your foot but catch some of your skin along with it.
Damn.
Oh, you imagine that?
Hey, Jesus, can you imagine being stuck up in the mall?
I mean, and anybody listening, whether you're listening to the podcast or live, just go right now. Look up Elevator Crocs, C-R-O-C-S is the name of the shoe.
Not Elevator Crocs.
Escalator. Elevator Crotch. No, Escalator Crocs. We'll make sure you don't screw it up and call it Elevator Crotch. If you look up Elevator Crotch, don't really share it with us, please. We really don't want to know about Elevator Crotch. We hear it's a pandemic in Chicago. Elevator Crotch.
Elevator
Look
Crotch.
Out. It's the Elevator Crotch. Don't get it. Unreal. You know what we need to do right now?
It's that time, huh?
No, not yet. It's time for this. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's time in Spank Wagon Radio where we thank you, the chat room listeners, for hanging out with us in the chat room. So we're going to say...
Everybody stayed all the way through.
So we got to say mad props to Airwolf.
Mad props.
Mad props to Insomniac Brit.
Mad props.
And also thank you for calling in, Virtual One.
Mad props.
Whoops. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Well, I know I do. All right. Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. So we want to thank everybody who hung out with the chat room. Big thanks to Vert for calling in, but we'll get to that in the closing credits here in just a moment. They're all looking up Escalator Crocs right now, I know. So what are you doing tonight? You're going home and going straight to bed?
Fuck yeah, I'm tired.
You're beat.
You could tell. I'm just like, I've never been this tired of the studio before. It's like, I'm looking at it, it's like...
Oh, the letters are floating.
Yeah. It's like
Are you safe to drive home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Airwolf goes, my God, that was loud. Well, that's the point.
Oh, which one? The
Mad props.
Props.
Mad props is supposed to be there. Yeah, it's us celebrating you. Jesus Christ, quit complaining. Pansy. You know, you should know. Yeah, just what you need at 4:50 in the morning. That's true. It's almost 5 in the morning over in England.
Oh, yeah. So I guess you got to...
So he's like, I'm so tired. It's so early. Mad props! I just want to drink my coffee and have a biscuit. Mad props! Just and of course, people in the podcast, you know, whenever they're listening to this, they're probably like dozing away in their armchair. Yeah, and all of a sudden, they're like... Oh, it's pretty late. I'm just going to keep listening. Mad props!
It's like, fuck me, you know, because it's all quiet. He's like, I'm all, he's like, ah, damn, decaf sound like he's halfway fucking asleep. Let's turn the speakers out, at least make out some words and see what the fuck he's saying.
Of course, we have the door open, so any bum that's walking by right now is like, here, mad cop. They're like, what the fuck?
He's a mad dog 2020?
Dude, we've had, you know, we shouldn't leave the door open to the studio. We've had bums come into the studio before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, but I feel safe. You're black. All right. So, yeah. Got to do the mad props. I miss doing it. And you know what? I think Clicker Lickers will reintroduce themselves here really soon.
So what happened to Murphy? Didn't even call in sick?
Murphy must have had a lot of work to do. He never made it in tonight.
I mean, no call either.
No call, no show.
Yeah, man.
You're fired.
Yeah, you're fired.
No.
That's penalized, man.
You should
deduct his pay.
I'm right on that. You know what? As much as he did on Tuesday, he's earned it. He did way more than, I mean, a 24-hour show.
True. Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get bits and pieces and we'll hear about that next week because, you know, he's supposed to kind of talk about it this week. Instead, we got mad. Sorry, I won't even do it anymore. All right. So now that we've killed a sufficient amount of time.
And eardrums.
And eardrums. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. We have a lot of people we need to thank this week, like we do every week. Big thank you to LV Rocks, lvrocks.com, for giving this beautiful studio space. Big thank you to all of our syndicates. Let's give them out mad props of their own, not the yelling kind. Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, WebMix, Classics of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and Nomad Radio Network. So thank you very much, everybody.
Where's
Nomad
Radio Network at?
You know, I think you told me once, but I forgot. I really did. And don't forget, if we're not live, we're in the archive.
Funny than the archive.
Shut up. I don't know why it's so funny to like make fun of that.
Because it's funny as fuck how he says it.
I know.
Funny as an archive.
Like, come on. You can find us podcasts.lvrocks.com or click on the archive link and you can get to the even older fucking shows. And don't forget, we want everybody to be our friend, and you can do so by going to myspace.com/spankwagon. Haven't had a lot of friend requests lately. A lot of spam requests, but not a lot of fan requests. We'd love to kind of bump ourselves over.
So
the 212.
The carpet cleaners want to become Spankwagon members?
Like TV show hosts that I know fucking don't listen to us want to be our hosts. Some country western dude who keeps trying to tell us to play a song. I'm like, just ignore. I'm really mean on that shit, too, because, I mean, I'm not going to be your friend in real life. Why would I be your friend on fake life? That's my opinion.
You haven't listened to Spank Wagon Radio.
That's no.
Spank Wagon Radio, written and produced by... Sexually molested by Spank Wagon.
We stick the finger in the knuckle. All right, so you know what? I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
We've both been violating you
Sleepy
for the past
ass
2 hours.
Big Daddy Decaf. The cup is really fucking empty right now.
You know,
hey, a couple of drips left.
Why couldn't you just be regular tonight, huh? You had to be decaf, not regular.
I know.
You came in the green can, not the red can.
Ooh, I want some more of that coffee that you push up and it heats up and shit. Remember?
Yeah,
that was good, man. I let it sit for like 3 months. And I finally drank it like when it was really cold outside one day. It was good as shit.
I bet it was.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to get some more of that shit. I know Murph had a case of it that he drank all himself.
Greedy bastard.
All right. We'll see everybody next week, spankwagon.net. I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf. Retards! No! Oh!
Dork. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. LV Rocks, noise from Vegas.